Uncle Joe is on the phone.
Oh, thanks.
And who's mad at that?
Good morning, people.
Hey.
I'm uncomfortable.
Don't be uncomfortable, Tom. You're comfortable in your manhood. You don't have to be uncomfortable.
No, I'm uncomfortable.
Show a little bit side humping, marital side humping going on. That's all. No big deal.
Boys, when did you have your pants on, man?
How are you going to have your pants on when you do some marital side humping? That don't work. Come on.
Congratulations on Addicted.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Man. Thank you very much. It was a fun movie to shoot. I mean, it's had its challenges, obviously, but it was a great experience, especially because I wasn't aware of the huge loyal following that Zane, the author, had.
You didn't know?
I had no idea. Oh, no, I really had. I had no idea. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, because
Nicole, you know, didn't tell you.
Nicole, yeah, she told me, she indicated something, but I had no real grasp of the magnitude, which was great because, you know, she writes in a way that lets women explore their erotic fantasies without feeling guilty and without fear of being judged, and so that was a great experience.
And so, what kind of?
I don't know any black women that don't know about Zane and their her books.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from the women who knew?
Oh,
the
reaction has been tremendous, absolutely incredible. I mean, it's almost like a militant following that Zane enjoys.
You saw the movie? Did you see it in Thirsty Round? Like we saw it? We saw it in Thirsty Round. Did you see it?
You know, there's
not surround sound.
That's surround sound. There's Negro Round, and now. And
oh, I see. I didn't know that. I saw it in all kinds of different settings. I saw it at the Maddie Johnson Theater in Harlem.
Oh, you saw it in Thirsty Round.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't understand a word that anybody was saying on the screen because people were talking. But it's fun. You know, anytime a movie touches people and you know, gets a reaction out of people. Anytime people talk about the movie when they leave, it's a good thing.
And when the women saw you in at the Magic Johnson Theater in Harlem, naked, what did they shout? What did they say?
Well, it was a little bit different because I walked up after the movie, and they didn't know that I was coming. So it was started a riot, then a fire. And the theater exploded, and half the city had to be evacuated. So it was a little bit complicated that time. But no, I'm just joking. It's great. Anytime, again, they reacted absolutely incredibly. And you know, and you gotta remember, this is a pretty serious subject, and it's the subject that's been taboo in our community for a long time. So. That's another reason why I wanted to do it, because we're talking about sexual addiction. We're talking about
and usually it's from the man's perspective.
Yeah, exactly. And we're talking about a married couple, and the wife goes and lives this secret parallel life that I find out about, and then all hell breaks loose.
And the husband is doing his part.
Absolutely. And you know, I wanted to make sure that comes across, because I don't want people to take this as a cop-out. Well, they're not doing well in the bedroom or anything. I wanted them to know. No, they had a perfect relationship, but it doesn't matter. When you are chasing that demon, when you're chasing this void in your life, when you have an addiction, it has nothing to do with the situation that you're in.
Do you know if the movie is going to expand in theaters this weekend?
Yeah. I hope so. I mean, it did so well the first weekend. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you never know what the studio's thinking. I hope they're going to expand it. I hope more people get to see it. I think it's important. I think it's something that we haven't seen before, and I'm calling on people to go out and support it.
Yeah, I love it. And you're right, Sib, it is a different twist, because when you hear about sexual addiction, you usually hear about a man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when men say that they have sexual addictions, that's just a cop-out.
Yeah, see, that's the common. I think that's not. It's simply a way to gain objective perspective on the relationship you're in.
Well, congratulations to you and to your co-star Sharon Leal in every scene of that movie, and just exceptional performances.
Thank
so good
you
for
so
you.
Much. I appreciate it. She did amazing.
How's the family?
Family's great. Nicole just finished the run on theater doing Cleopatra, Shakespeare.
Oh wow!
She was fabulous. Kids are growing. My son is. Growing so quick is crazy. You know it is.
That is
all
great.
Right, Boris.
Congratulations.
I thank you guys. Have a great morning.
Right. Okay, man. And they got new episodes now of Real Husbands of Hollywood coming up.